Well, the United States and Britain are already under fire for their involvement in the Iraq war, with many British and American troops accused of committing war crimes during the invasion. Back in January, the International Criminal Court was asked to investigate allegations of abuse and torture by British forces in the war-torn country. Now, the Hague-based court reopened an initial probe into allegations of war crimes committed by British soldiers after the US-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. Here's a report.
The International Criminal Court has reopened an investigation into allegations of war crimes committed by British troops during the Iraq War, which began in 2003. ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda says that the investigation was reopened after new reports of prisoner abuse were submitted. She added that the new information alleges British officials were responsible for war crimes involving systematic detainee abuse in Iraq from 2003 to 2008. In January, the ICC received documents from the Berlin-based European Center for Constitutional and Human Rights and the Birmingham-based Public Interest Lawyers. The dossier alleged British involvement in torture based on interviews with more than 400 Iraqi detainees. General Sir Peter Wall, the current head of the British Army, former British Defense Secretary Geoff Hoon, and former British Defense Minister Adam Ingram were among those named in the report, entitled The Responsibility of UK Officials for War Crimes Involving Systematic Detainee Abuse in Iraq from 2003 to 2008. Human rights activists have repeatedly called for key figures behind the Iraq War to be put on trial.
We must insist that international law is applied, and there is no question whatsoever that officials in England and in the United States, Tony Blair and George Bush up at the top of the list, must serve a major punishment for their crimes against humanity and war crimes.
Britain and the United States attacked Iraq under the pretext that the regime of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed in the Iraq War, but WMDs were never found. The British government has repeatedly insisted that it will fight the measures being taken to start prosecutions of those suspected of having committed war crimes in Iraq. But despite the British government's protestations, the ICC's new investigation is the start of a process which could result in current and former British officials and members of the armed forces being charged with war crimes and put on trial.